It is our final round of Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA. And continuing to talk Nemaha Central basketball, now joined by boys head coach, that is John Thomas. It is presented again by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, in the regular season on a high note, three straight wins, including the regular season finale Tuesday at Riverside, 56-40. We'll kind of dive into the sub-state bracket in just a minute, but how nice was it to end the season on a high note?
It was good to have, get a win and, able to finish second in the league, either by ourselves or tied, depending on tomorrow night's result with Sabeth and Hiawatha. And, I think 17-3, we can't complain too much.
Yeah, no doubt. And it was just such a fun ride with your team this year and so much talent now heading into sub-state. You get a little bit of time with your final game being on Tuesday, so you get a little bit of extra practice time before the quarterfinal matchup against Rossville on Monday night in that sub-state opener. And when you kind of look at it from top to bottom, Royal Valley, the one seed at 19-1, you guys are the two seed, 17-3, Sabetha at 15-4, Hiawatha the four seed. When you kind of look at the talent across the board with this sub-state in general, what kind of stands out to you?
Well, our league obviously has done very well. We're top four seeds, and Royal Valley's success the last 3 years speaks for itself. And I think both sides of the bracket can be fairly competitive. We've seen Rossville on film. We have an idea of what we're going to see there, and then it looks like it's probably a good opportunity to. A good chance we're going to see Sabetha again.
Yeah, and you look at Rossville and the 7 seed, just 3 wins this year for them, and you mentioned that you've seen a little bit of tape, so you have somewhat of an idea. When you get to postseason practices, how much do they change, or do they change at all? Do you focus more on the opponents, or do you still kind of focus more on yourselves? At least for coaches, it's probably different, but for you, how does it kind of work differently maybe here in the postseason?
Well, number one, it's going to be different just because you're down to 12 players instead of 20-plus players in practice, and I think things get a lot more specific depending upon who your next opponent is, maybe next couple opponents are. So I think that's our plan going forward is the next 3 days we'll concentrate on what we're going to be seeing on Monday and go from there.
There it is, John Thomas, Nemaha Central boys coach, joining us again as his Thunder finishing out the regular season 17-3, the number 2 seed in their 3A sub-state at Silver Lake. They'll get the 7 seed Rossville Monday night at home at 7 o'clock. And then the semis and a championship of that sub-state would be Thursday and Saturday next week. Coach, again, we appreciate it all throughout the course of the year. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.